been a little while since we caught up with the Quincy City Council President Nina Liang for an update. How are you, Nina?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Good to see you. Welcome to June. Welcome to summertime all of a sudden.
Yes, summer comes in very strong here in New England. Got the AC going, so I'm doing okay.
Yeah, we don't fool around. You and I haven't chatted since May because it's been budget time. How's that been going?
It's going interesting. For those who tuned in, I'm sure they noticed that, you know, as soon as we kick things off, we shut them right back down. So we're rescheduling things. So now June, I mean, June is always a busy time for us anyways, but even more so now it's going to be. Essentially, you know, when we go through this process, we have all the department heads come and present to the council. We get an opportunity to ask questions and go through, you know, all the different line items that each department has that they spend throughout the year. Department heads do a phenomenal job in, you know, giving their presentations, talking to us about their goals for the year, and again, what has been spent, what hasn't been spent. And so this year we were ready to kick that off last week during the budget hearings, but we do still, as you know, have this very large, important conversation about the pension obligation bond, you know, and that does have a significant impact on the budget's bottom line itself. And so for us, you know, as a body, we are stepping back from the budget hearings until we get through the conversation about the pension obligation bond. And then from that point, we'll move back into the budget hearings. But we do have to get it all done before July 1. So, you know, regardless of when or how long we're going to be meeting, we will certainly make sure to get that done before July 1.
Yes, crunch time for sure. Has Chairman McCarthy set the dates for the bond hearings?
Yes. So all of next week is going, well, this week we have, you know, the graduations, as you know, both Quincy High and North Quincy High graduating. And so we're meeting all of the following week, essentially. On Monday evening, since it's not a regularly scheduled council meeting night, we're going to be taking that night instead and meeting in Finance Committee to discuss the pension obligation bond. And then on Wednesday and Thursday of next week, we'll be holding the budget hearings. Again, this is when the department heads are coming and presenting their budgets to us. If we absolutely need to, we'll push it into the following week and have additional meetings as well. But as of right now, you know, that's what Chairman McCarthy is projecting out.
Okay. Have you yourself formed an opinion about the pension bond obligation proposal?
I have not, to be very frank with you. You know, I think one of this is, again, you know, with even the conversation we had about the college, right? It's, in theory, you know, we can understand the sort of pros and cons of it and certainly want to hope for the best with the pros that come with it, right? It could save the taxpayers a lot of money down the line. It can make sure that we're actually, you know, closing that gap that we have right now where it's not funded. So there are the positives that come with it, but you have to also think about, you know, the cons that come with that and the financial impact that will have, right? I mean, we're making huge isn't even the right word for it. It's such, you know, an understatement. It's a huge, it's a huge investment that we're taking on. It's $500 million that we're looking at. And so that makes me incredibly nervous. Even if it was $500,000, I would be nervous about, you know, moving forward to something like that. And so, you know, I haven't, to be very honest with you, I haven't landed on a place on it yet, but I will say that, you know, coming into it, I always come and approach these kinds of things with a lot of anxiety around bonding out such a large amount of money.
The mayor's proposed budget is predicated on the assumption that it will pass. So what happens if it doesn't?
We'll have to come back with a revised budget.
Okay, so that'll accelerate the timeline even more so, sure.
Mm-hmm. it's always a busy time of year, I mean, you know, it comes a lot faster than you think, right? You mm-hmm. have the beginning of the year, and like anybody else in any profession, right? You have the beginning of the year and you think, I have so many months to do so many things. And then the time just goes by really quickly. You know, there's a lot that's been going on in the city. And above and beyond all of those things we have to take care of on a daily or yearly basis, right? You have the fact that we are coming out of this pandemic, right? We are finally settling things down with a system for vaccines and people are getting vaccinated and the numbers in the city are coming down, numbers in the state are coming. There's so much that's happening above and beyond just what happens on a yearly basis anyways. And so, you know, will it be busy this month? Absolutely. Is it always busy this month? Absolutely. You know, more so this year? I think so, you know, but you know, all of my colleagues and I think it's something that we're used to, right? Is that we have to, and will always find a way to buckle down and get this work done. And you know, again, my colleagues, they've been phenomenal with that thus far, right? They've done the work of serving their full-time jobs, right? Their full-time day jobs. But then also this past year, I mean, nonstop answering questions about what's going on with the city with the pandemic, right? What's open, what's not open, what can we do? Where can people get vaccinated? I mean, like, they've been answering those phone calls on top of constituent services, and now managing budget season, right? So I do want to put that plug in there because it is a very, very, very busy time of year. But I'm supremely impressed with my colleagues. Again, just, I mean, they still do this work in the midst of all of the hecticness. And so I appreciate working with them on all that.
Are you planning on continuing the remote meetings? I know that the state of emergency ends on June 15th, but I believe the option to have remote meetings continues. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. So we'll be meeting and finishing out the budget hearings all through the end of June. And then when I want to be back in person in September. That would be ideal. Hopefully by then, you know, the majority of folks are vaccinated at that point. You know, our meetings, right, they're open to the public. I want folks, regardless if they're in the chambers presenting at a meeting or if they're coming to sit and join in on a meeting, right, I would hope that they would feel comfortable coming to that space if folks are vaccinated, right, and that people feel comfortable being around one another. I do also want to, though, make sure that we find some continuity and access with the remote participation, right? Again, it's just been incredible seeing how many folks are engaged in this process now that they can, you know, call in or, you know, pop up in their Zoom accounts, right, and join the meeting that way. So I do want to try to find a way to create continuity with that. But for us to be back in person in September would be ideal. I definitely would love to see folks again.
Okay. And I know that since we last spoke also, you have officially taken out your nomination papers to run for re-election.
I have. Yes. Yep. It's that time of year.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned graduations. Talk a little bit about your, you know, your kind of, I guess, message to the class of 2021 here in Quincy.
Yeah. I mean, so thank you for bringing that up too, because Quincy High graduated yesterday. They were troopers in the 90 plus degree heat with humidity, the scorching sun, not a cloud in the sky, which like you think would be ideal, but not if you're in a gown sitting on a football field, right? And it's, I mean, they've been through enough, but then that last piece of it for them to go through that kind of weather. No, but it was great. I mean, it was packed, right, with family and friends of the graduates, and I'm so, so happy that they were all able to do that together. And have their friends and family there in person to celebrate them. And then North Quincy High was supposed to be this evening, but of course with the pending rain, we're gonna be doing it on Thursday instead. And you know, for me, I think, you know, every year, right, just to be completely honest with you, no one's there to listen to any of us speak, right? And I wanted to try to hit home the point though to them and whoever's listening out there that, you know, every year has, you know, an incredible class for their own reasons. You know, they accomplish so much in and of their own right. They hit milestones as a class year, right? But those things kind of happen year in and year out. And I think particularly for this class, there's no other class that has gone through it the way that they have, right? I mean, the seniors last year, yeah, they did a few months of it, right? And Superintendent Mulvey spoke about this yesterday. They did a few years last year, right? Their senior year of the last few months in a pandemic. But this class year spent a year and a half, right? Essentially almost nearly half of their high school career dealing with the global pandemic, right? But on top of that, dealing with everything else that was happening this year with the elections and the protests on either side of the issue, right? And just trying to figure out college applications along the way and trying to figure out where you're going to go when there's so much uncertainty. Parents, the adult, we didn't have the answers, you know? And they had to just figure it out. And here they are now, having figured it out, right? Graduating altogether, moving on to whatever next step they may have in life. I mean, it's incredibly impressive, right? That they had gotten through this and they got through it together. So I guess, you know, my message to them would be to hold on to that kind of resilience and don't let what has happened these last, you know, year and a half, 2 years in their career define who they are, right? High school are such formidable years, but I don't want what has happened this year to define them. I want them to take ownership of moving forward in their lives and, you know, making something of themselves that they want to be. You know, I don't want them to look back and say, yeah, those were crazy times. And, you know, that's what defines us moving forward is we're the class of COVID, right? Take pride in that. I mean, they've done remarkable things. I think we can all learn a lesson or two from them and how resilient they are. So it's very impressive. I don't think any other class, and I mentioned this yesterday, any class before or after them will be as prepared as they are, right? They had to be, you know, so nimble and thinking so quickly on their feet and just hunkering down and realizing that not everyone has the answers sometimes. And sometimes you need to just forge your own path. And that's what they did, right? And they made it. They made it to graduation day. So it's incredibly remarkable, very, very impressive group of kids. And they're going to take over the world someday, each and every one of them, you know?
Of course, since last we talked too, there's been Memorial Day ceremonies here in Quincy, the police memorial Sunday, firefighters memorial Sunday is coming up. So there's a lot going on, a lot of recognition for accomplished events in the city.
Yeah, and you know, that's, I think, not surprising, right? For, and I'm sure you feel this way as well, Joe, is that it's not surprising that we have so many opportunities to honor people here in the city, you know, whether it's the police, it's the fire, our high school graduates, you know, all of our veterans, and even the memory of the veterans, the memory of those who served and unfortunately lost their lives. It's, you know, that's what we do here as a community, you know, and that's what I love so much about being here and being from here, right, is that we, you know, we're not perfect, you know, we can always do better, but there is, I think anyways, this overwhelming sense of, you know, taking pride and respect in sort of congratulating and recognizing each other's achievements across the community, right? And it's not just on this big scale of these large events, right? It's sort of the small things along the way, like all these little, you know, nonprofit groups, right? And community organizing groups and just families getting together, right? And celebrating and helping each other and donating masks and picking up the phone and saying like, hey, I'm a resident here and decided to just put together a bunch of masks and I'm just going to donate them to whoever needs them. I'll drop them off at a few homes for folks. I mean, like it's such, I think, a large city, but a small community, you know? And I really, that's one of the things I do love about the city so much is that we find as many opportunities as we can to recognize and support each other in that way. You know, again, can we do better? Of course, you know, I think all of us personally, professionally can always try to do better in our lives, but generally, Quincy is a great place. You know, we all find ways to lift each other up in that way. So yeah, a lot of celebrations, but for all good reasons, I think.
What are you hearing from folks in the business community, in particular the Asian-owned business community, Nina? Are they starting to bounce back?
It's tough. The key phrase there is starting to
bounce
back, right? No matter what happens, and this isn't just for the Asian-owned businesses, but for any small business, right? There is no recouping those kinds of losses. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking over a year, you know, where sales are down significantly, right? And even now, as things are starting to reopen, there's still a lot of hesitancy from a lot of folks, right? Not just from those who are consumers, right? And going into the restaurants or the retails, but also employees as well, right? I mean, there's this general sense of, yes, let's get back out there. I want to do it. I mean, like, I'm so excited to be able to hug people again, Joe, right? But again, like, there's always this sense of hesitancy. There's still some folks who can't get vaccinated for whatever reason that might be. I have a friend actually who, you know, he's my age, but still hasn't been vaccinated because he has severe allergic reactions to vaccines. And he has to be very careful about weighing that balance, right? A lot of kids, right, under the age of 12 who still aren't vaccinated either. And so it's just, there's still so much that has to be done before we get back to what was that normal. And then that'll become the new normal, right? But the impact that has on businesses is just that, right? Is that we are not back to where things were yet. And even if and when we get to that place, again, nothing replaces those kinds of losses, 15 months worth of losses to a business. I mean, how many businesses have we lost who are never coming back? You know, let's not forget that. And thankfully, thank God for those who are able to come back. I mean, it's going to be an uphill battle, you know? Mm-hmm. So for those who are tuning in out there, please go support your local business. You know, we all could use as much support as possible. Regardless of what business it is across the city, you know, every bit certainly makes a big difference.
Sure. Let's talk about, oh, by the way, the city council meeting too this week.
Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about. Joe, you and I can talk all day about everything, I feel like.
It was relatively brief though, right?
It was. It was a short meeting. So we opened up the meeting. Council Harris is chair of the Public Works Committee. And so he always holds public hearings whenever, you know, any utility company wants to come in and put up a pole. He likes to make sure to, you know, engage the public hearing on that. So we had two of them. There was a grant of location request from Mass Electric and Verizon over at Forbes Hill Road that got approved. And then there was a grant of location by TC Systems and AT&T over at Water Street and Franklin Street. And that got approved as well. Then we segued into the regularly scheduled council meeting. Again, very, very short. Most things went to committee. The first item that had gotten approved was essentially setting the limits of what may be expended in the next fiscal year in each of the department's revolving accounts, right? So for example, and there's a few of them here and folks can go online and take a look at this as well. It has a list of, you know, these different departments and the revolving accounts, what can be spent. But for example, here you have in the DPW, right, the Department of Public Works, the fees collected from utility companies for repairs to roadways and sidewalks after utility work is done. So when National Grid comes down your street and tears up your street and doesn't repair your sidewalk the way that they're supposed to, thankfully, you know, the DPW comes in and says that's unacceptable. You need to make sure to put that sidewalk back to the way that you found it. We're able to take those funds that National Grid pays into this revolving fund, and then we can actually repair it ourselves. I mean, look, at the end of the day, no offense, National Grid, but we have better people than you do, right? So to be able to have our folks here in the city do those repairs, and again, bring that sidewalk and street back to the quality that we want to see it at is really helpful. So that's an example of one of the line items that we just need to make sure that we set a limit for how much is spent out of that account. And then the remaining items all went to committee. So the second item on there is to confirm somebody as a tenant representative to the Quincy Housing Authority. So again, the Quincy Housing Authority runs a lot of the senior buildings here across the city. There's always a tenant representative. So we just need to make sure that that appointment gets filled. That's currently sitting in the housing committee. So we'll have a meeting in housing committee chaired by Councillor Kane before we move forward with any vote on that. And then the last two items are two separate orders, but related to the same thing. And that's currently in ordinance committee again for a meeting by Chairwoman Mahoney. And then we'll move forward with that. And it's the naming of the new bridge and sort of walkthrough areas over where they built the bridge, the General's Bridge. So if folks aren't too familiar with it, if they're not generally in that area, when they're driving through, Quincy Center and they decide to maybe go, you know, across and get onto Route 3 or maybe just cut through the city right now, all that construction you're seeing over there, right, again, it's for that General's Bridge. It's for the new access way. So there's two requests for two different namings of that area over there. And again, that's an ordinance committee. We'll have a meeting on that before we approve anything. And that was it for last night. You know, pretty light meeting last night, but certainly we'll be going into a lot heavier meetings with the finance committee moving forward.
Sure, yeah. When is the next full council meeting, Nina?
It's going to be June 21st, I want to say. Yes, June 21st. Okay. And again, we'll have subsequent meetings after that if we need to make sure that, you know, again, we get the budget approved before July 1st. But other than that, the last regularly scheduled meeting in June is June 21st.
Okay. Anything else we should touch on today, you think?
My goodness, I think we covered it all. If I'm missing anything, I'll see you next week. So, you know, we can talk about it then.
It'll be cooler by then, hopefully.
Yes. It'll cool down later this week as well. So hopefully folks are staying hydrated and staying safe in the meantime.
Yes, definitely. All right, great. Thanks a lot. Good to talk to you as always.
Thanks, sir. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.